Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode of OTRWesterns.com is brought to you by you. Yes, you. OTRWesterns.com is supported by its listeners, bringing you digitally remastered and restored Old Time Radio Westerns from an era that is now gone. It takes a lot to keep this show coming to you, and we hope you agree the results are definitely worth the cost. Thank you again for your reoccurring support. Without you, this could not happen. Together, we are keeping the Westerns alive. Now let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is November 27th, 1953, and the title is The Hermit of Split Rock Canyon. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents Wild Bill Hickok!
Strap on your shooting irons and let's saddle up for another thrill-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure with Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine, that's me, as his pal Jingles. Brought to you by Kellogg's Pep Wheat Flakes, the whole wheat cereal that's melted but toasted for richer flavor, extra crispness.
Today, Kellogg's Pep Wheat Flakes, the world's only melted but toasted whole wheat cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Hermit of Split Rock Canyon. Here's your chance to win a big prize. Enter Kellogg's Orange Bowl contest. Write a few words about your favorite high school football team, how good they are, their sportsmanship. Big first prize is all-expense-paid three-day trip for you and companion to the famous Orange Bowl football game. $2,500 cash for your school, $1,000 U.S. bond for you. Fly on Delta CNS Airlines. Read the simple, easy rules on Kellogg's Pep and Corn Flakes packages. And keep listening for more details. Enter now, today. Anyone can win. There were many strange and dangerous men in the Old West, and United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles met some of the most dangerous. But they certainly didn't look for the deadly events that followed when they met the Hermit of Split Rock Canyon.
Doggone it, Bill. Why do bank robbers always head for the wildest kind of country they can find?
Just to make it tough for whoever's on the trail, Jingles.
Well, these two varmints are trying to make it tougher than usual. I'd just about as soon ride Joker over the top of the county courthouse.
It's a rugged canyon, all right, but we should be getting close to the end of it.
That's what I'm afraid of. Those two Jaspers that held up the bank are ahead of us.
I hope so. I don't think there's any way out of this canyon except the way we came in.
Then they've holed up someplace waiting for us to come scrambling along this trail, and when we do, we're going to poke our noses right into a storm of hot lead.
Well, if we do, it's going to be real soon. There's the end of the canyon. Ooh, but just...
Ooh, ooh, Joker. Well, now what? Nothing but straight up and down cliffs in that little stone cabin. Bill, they must be in there.
Yeah, and they've probably got us covered right now.
Now, let's get behind a rock, Bill. I make an awful big target when I'm out in the open.
Wait a minute, Jingles. Somebody's coming out.
I'll get him.
Oh, hold it. That's an old man.
Yeah. Look at that long beard. Come on, Joker. Let's go talk to him.
Get up, Buckshot.
Hey, he looks like he lives here. Maybe he's seen those polecats we're trailing.
He must have. We followed their sign right up to here. Oh, boy.
Oh, Joker. Howdy, mister. You live here?
Sure do, sonny. What can I do for you?
My name's Hickok.
Wild Bill Hickok, that is, and I'm Jingles.
Never heard of you. But then I don't hear much about nobody. Been living here alone for 10 years now, or... No, reckon it's 20 years. I sort of forget.
You must be a hermit.
Yeah, reckon so. My name's Sampson, or maybe it's Simpson. Can't rightly recollect.
Yeah, your memory ain't very good, is it?
Well, now, I wouldn't say that. I can remember pretty far back.
Well, look, will you try to remember back for about an hour? We trailed a couple of riders right up to your cabin. Which way did they go?
Riders? I ain't seen no riders. Them horses of yours, the first ones I've seen in years.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Those two Jaspers are right ahead of us and leaving a plain trail.
You can see hoof marks yourself right there in the sand.
Sure, I can see them. But I didn't see the horses that made them tracks, and I didn't see no riders.
Have you been here for the last hour or so?
Well, yes and no. Went down to the creek and caught a couple of fish for dinner. Took myself a little snooze in the cabin. I do a lot of snoozing.
Well, so do I. I like to fish, too.
I guess those bandits came along here while you weren't watching. But I sure don't know where they went.
Well, it's a cinch they didn't ride their horses up those cliffs.
Bandits, eh? Hey, what'd they do, hold up a stagecoach?
No, they held up a bank, and they got plenty. Now we gotta find the doggone varmints, and they go and disappear.
You two gents be representing the law by any chance?
Of course we're representing the law.
Say, is there any way out of this canyon besides the way we came in?
What'd you say?
He said, is there another way out of this canyon?
Well, now that depends.
Depends on what? Doggone it, either there is or there isn't.
Take it easy, Jingles.
Oh, take it easy, nothing. There's another way to get out of here. I'll bet my new silver saddle that I ain't got yet that those two owl hoots are long gone.
Any danger of this big balloon blowing up in my face, Marshal? Or does he always swell up that way when he gets mad?
Get on, Jingles. That shot was meant for us.
Mind down, Bill, but where is that bushwhacker?
Up on top of the cliff, and that ain't one bushwhacker, it's two.
Yeah, it is two. Let's cool them off, Bill.
All right, partner, but you won't get a square shot at them in those rocks. That's enough, Jingles. We can't hit them from here.
Maybe not, but we sure made them pull in their heads.
Dad, blame idiots. What the heck they have to start shooting for?
They started shooting because they thought they had a chance to kill me and Bill.
There weren't no reason for that. They could have rid off quiet-like and you never would have known where they went. I swear, most of the hold-up men working today don't know their business at all.
Now look, old-timer, I think you know more about these bank robbers than you've told us. You better start talking.
Yeah, looks to me like you're mixed up in this somehow.
No, I ain't mixed up in this. But when I was robbing banks, I wouldn't have started blasting away with a six-gun to show the law which way I went.
You used to be a bank robber?
Sure, darn good one, too. Not like them empty-headed galoots up there on the cliff.
Well, maybe we ought to just haul you off to the Who's Gal.
For what? I ain't robbed nothing in 50 years. After I spent a couple of years in jail, I was old enough to have some sense. Found out that crime really don't pay. Been an honest man ever since. Besides, being a hermit, I don't need no money. So I ain't got no reason to steal nothing.
Well, what about those varmints up on the cliff? Did you help them get up there?
Nope. They know the secret just as well as I do.
I think you better tell us the secret. We've got to round up those two bandits and take them back to jail.
That's what I figured.
Oh, you old featherhead, if there's a secret way to get up there, why didn't you tell us about it before?
Because you didn't ask me, you big moose.
Oh, doggone it.
Jingles, what's that noise?
Bill! Bill up on the cliff! They're pushing over that big boulder!
Here it comes, Jingles.
Run for it!
Bill, look out! It's coming right for us!
And enter Kellogg's exciting Orange Bowl contest. Contest closes November 30th. First prize is an all-expense-paid trip for you and companion to the Orange Bowl football game in Miami. In addition, there's a $1,000 U.S. savings bond for you, plus $2,500 in cash for your favorite high school's athletic fund. And listen to this. You can take your favorite high school team to the Orange Bowl football game, all expenses paid by Kellogg's. Or if the team can't go with you, Kellogg's will give an extra $7,500 to your school. Here's a contest easy to win. Just write a few words about your favorite high school football team. Maybe you admire their spirit. Maybe they're the fightin'est outfit in the state. All entries will be judged on interest, sincerity, and factual content. So write that letter. Read the easy rules for the contest on the packages of Kellogg's Corn Flakes and Kellogg's Pep, or see the November 2nd issue of Life magazine. As the first prize winner, you go to Miami Beach, Florida on a 3-day all-expense-paid trip. Fly both ways on a Delta CNS Airlines Super Convair. See the game from the 50-yard line. Stay at the beautiful Robert Clay Hotel. Ride on Kellogg's float in the Orange Bowl Parade. Kellogg's Orange Bowl contest is underway right now and closes November 30th. So hurry and get several entries in the mail. You, anyone can win, young or old, teenager or grown up. Get busy and enter today. While Bill Hickok and Jingles, while they stood talking to the hermit of Split Rock Canyon, suddenly looked up to see a huge boulder hurtling down from the cliff above them. Started by the bank bandits, the big rock smashed down at them at tremendous speed.
Ooh-wee, Bill, you all right?
Yeah, I guess so, partner. There's an awful lot of stuff flying around there for a minute.
Those dead burned knuckleheads, why don't they go on about the business?
That's exactly what we don't want them to do.
No, we want to catch them before they do any more bank robbing business.
Well, all right. Get your horses and follow me. I'll show you how they got up there on top of the cliff.
Well, that's better. There must be a trail or something that'll get us up on top.
Nope, tank trail. Hey, bring your horses along. I'll show you where to put them.
Come on, Buckshot.
Come on, Joker. This don't make any sense, but let's find out what it's all about.
Just bring them right on over to my cabin.
Your cabin? Now, we want to get up on top of those cliffs. We didn't come here for no social visit.
If you wouldn't talk so much, Buster, you'd find out things a lot faster.
Don't call me Buster. And tell me what's going on around here.
Yeah, I'd like to know, too.
All in due time. Now, right in here.
Well, what about the horses? You don't want us to take them in the house.
Sure, lead them right in.
Bill, I thought he was crazy. Now this proves it.
Do what he says, partner. It's his house. Come on, Buckshot. Get your head down. Get through that door, boy.
Now, come on, Joe. The hermit's invited you in for a little visit. Now, act like a gentleman.
Don't pay no attention to him, Joker. Horses are smarter than gentlemen any day.
Nothing but a one-room cabin.
Bill, it's a trap. He's got us jammed in here with our horses where we can't move.
What's going on here?
Yeah, get your hands up before I fill you so full of lead they'll have to bury you with a block and tackle.
Now, just hold your horses.
We are holding our horses. But why do we have to do it in the house?
If you don't shut up, you ain't going to find out nothing.
Be quiet, Jingles, till we find out what this is all about. But it better be good.
It will be. And just look behind you there.
Nothing there but the fireplace.
See that third stone from the top on the right?
Yeah.
Just pull on it. Easy.
Hey, the whole fireplace rings out.
Looks like a big cave in there.
Same thing. Part of old mine, Wild Bill. Well, come on. Let's go in.
Well, I'll be doggone. Look how big it is, Bill.
Sure is. Nobody would ever find it.
Now, Joker, you stop that. You like to scare me out of a year's growth.
There's a bunch of horses in here, Jingles. That's why Joker said hello.
Must belong to those bandits you're chasing. I don't keep horses myself. Just open the gate and put your horses in there. They'll be safe till you get back.
Till we get back from where? I don't even know where I'm going.
If you're going after them bandits, you're going straight up.
Straight up where?
Straight up that old mine shaft. Now leave the horses and let's take a look. Bring that lantern, Jingles.
No, sure.
How do we get up that shaft?
There's a hoist in there with a windlass on it. You stand on the hoist, turn the crank, and up you go.
And where are we when we get to the top?
In a little round valley with no way out. Best place in the world for a couple of bank bandits to hide.
Well, would you look at that? Just turn that crank and you lift yourself straight up.
That's right, Jingles.
Come on, Bill. Let's try it and see how it works.
All right, partner. If we want those owl hoots, we'll have to go get them.
Nah, I forgot about them. What'll they be doing while we're hauling ourselves up through that shaft?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to try it and find out.
Well, here we are. Let's turn the crank. Sure squeaks.
Ain't had any oil for years.
Hey, they're shooting down the shaft.
Pour it on it, Mac. Don't let it come up here.
Right, sharp, fool.
Let go of that crank, Jiggle. Come on, let's get out of here.
Bill, they'll kill us in here.
There, save it, Mac. We may need some of that ammunition later.
Yeah, they're back out of the shaft now where we can't hit them.
Yeah, what a spot we picked for a hideout. Nobody can get us here, not even that nosy Hickok.
You're sure that's Hickok and Jingles down there?
Of course I'm sure. You saw him yourself from the cliff. You heard the hermit talking to him.
Yeah, what about that old goat? Showing them two lawmen how to get to that shaft.
Well, what else could he do? Only reason he never turned us in before is because nobody ever followed us into the canyon before.
That's right, and because we told him we'd kill him if he ever went to town.
Yeah, we've been hauling his supplies to keep him quiet, but we're through with him now. He and them two lawmen are the only ones that know the secret.
Yeah, that's right. And if something was to happen to all three of them, nobody'd know but us.
Mm-hmm. Now you're thinking, Mac. All we have to figure is how to shut them up for good.
Well, let's see. How about letting them start up the shaft, and then when they're halfway up, we'll cut the ropes and drop them.
Now, that's real smart. Cut them ropes and we got no way out. We'll be stuck in this valley till we starve to death.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, how about that dynamite we used to blow the safe in the bank? We still got a couple of sticks left.
Hey, now you're talking. Come on, let's dig it out.
We'll just light a fuse and drop it down the shaft. That'll get them all.
Mac, you got the craziest ideas. Blow up a charge of dynamite in that shaft and we'd really be trapped.
Oh, yeah. Well, what are we going to do?
We're going to set a trap for Hickok and Jingles and that hermit. We're going to bait it with money from the bank holdup, load it with a stick of dynamite, and drop it down to him with a short fuse.
Okay.
Sidewinders are up to now. They're being awful quiet.
Probably waiting for us to make a move.
Well, I ain't making no move that'll put me in their line of fire. Every time I get where they can see me, they start shooting or rolling boulders down on me. They just ain't sociable.
Looks to me like you got them two cougars holed up. They can't get out of where they are unless they come back down through this here shaft. All you got to do is wait.
We might have to wait a long time.
I don't care if we have to wait 11 years and 12 minutes. I ain't sticking my nose out of this nice, safe cave again.
Hey, Hickok.
Bill, they're hollering for you.
What do you want?
Come over to the shaft. I want to talk to you.
Don't you do it, Bill. They'll bushwhack.
Watch out for them, Bill.
I can hear you all right. I said, what do you want?
We want to surrender.
Surrender?
All right, come on down and surrender.
I don't believe.
Neither do I.
Let them come on down. We'll keep them covered.
Don't you do it, Bill. Find out if they really mean it first.
Hey, up there.
Yeah? What is it?
How do we know you really mean it?
We'll throw down the bag of money from the bank holdup. Will that prove it?
That sounds like a fair deal, Bill.
All right, toss it down.
Here it comes.
There it is.
Bring it out here by the lantern.
Bill, there's smoke coming out of that bag.
A fuse burning. Throw it back in that cave, Jingles.
Hurry!
Wranglers, don't delay. Enter Kellogg's exciting Orange Bowl contest now. Listen to this first big prize. An all-expense-paid trip for you and companion to the Orange Bowl football game in Miami. In addition, there's a $1,000 U.S. savings bond for you. Plus $2,500 in cash for your favorite high school's athletic fund. And listen to this. You can take your favorite high school team to the Orange Bowl football game, all expenses paid by Kellogg's. Or if the team can't go with you, Kellogg's will give an extra $7,500 to your school. Here's a contest easy to win. Just write a few words about your favorite high school football team. Maybe you admire their spirit. Maybe they're the fightin'est outfit in the state. All entries will be judged on interest, sincerity, and factual content. So write that letter. Read the easy rules for this contest on the packages of Kellogg's Corn Flakes or Kellogg's Pep. Or see the November 2nd issue of Life magazine. As the first prize winner, you go to Miami Beach, Florida on a 3-day all-expense-paid trip. Fly both ways on a Delta C&S Airlines Super Convair. See the game from the 50-yard line. Stay at the beautiful Robert Clay Hotel. Ride on Kellogg's float in the Orange Bowl Parade. Kellogg's Orange Bowl contest is underway right now and closes November 30th. So hurry and get several entries in the mail. You, anyone can win, young or old, teenager or grown up. Get busy and enter today. Wild Bill, Jingles, and the Hermit, thinking a bag of money was being dropped down the shaft to them, suddenly found themselves with a bag of dynamite with a burning fuse inside it. Jingles threw the bag toward the back of the cave just as the charge exploded.
Jingles, are you all right? Say something, partner, so I can find you in the dark.
think the lantern got blown out, Bill. I'll light it again.
Good. Glad to hear you're all right, but I got to find Jingles.
I'm still alive, Bill, if that's what you mean, but oh, I hurt.
What happened to you?
What happened? What do you think happened? Whole world blew up in my face and 5,000 rocks come flying at me. I'm just too darn big to dodge them all.
Here's your light, Bill.
Yeah, let me take a look. Any broken bones?
How do I know? Feel like they're all broke. Guess it ain't too serious. I can move everything.
Good. Move yourself over here to the shaft and let's see if we can figure a way to get those hyenas.
That's for me, Bill. I'm so mad at them slippery salamanders, I'm willing to climb up that shaft barefoot and make them eat their 6 guns whole without no cream or sugar.
That's the only way we'll put a stop to this, Jingles. Go up that shaft after them.
Now, just a darn minute, Bill. I didn't really mean what I said about climbing up their barefoot.
We won't have to do that.
They smoked you out with lead, Bill.
That's right. We're playing it safe then. Now there's nothing left to do but go up there after them.
Yeah, we're down to just one chance, and I don't like that one. Not a little bit.
We know they'll try to shoot down the shaft, Jingles, so we'll be ready for them.
We will? Not me. I'm never ready for bullets, Bill.
You turn the crank and pull the hoist up. I'll cover you.
Well, that's real nice of you.
Every time I see a gun barrel or a head poke over the top of that shaft, I'll toss a .45 slug at it.
That's a real good plan, Bill.
It sure is.
Except for one thing.
What's that?
It won't work.
It's got a good chance to work, Jingles.
I don't like good chances where my neck's concerned. I want 100% cinch. Bill, there's two of them and one of you, and I'll have my hands full with that crank.
Those odds aren't so bad, Jingles.
No, with you doing the shooting and me doing the twisting, ought to be all right. Well, come on, let's go.
Hey, good luck, Bill. Them varmints have been threatening to kill me ever since they started using this hideout. I sure was happy when you come along.
Well, we'll get them for you, old-timer. I hope.
Hey, what's going on down there?
Get him, Bill. Did you hit him?
I hit his hat. That was all that was showing.
The way you draw and shoot, you ain't going to have too much trouble.
What do you expect? That's Wild Bill Hickok.
Never heard of him. But then I don't hear much of nothing way up here.
Yeah, you said that before. Well, here we go. Up the daisy. Round and around and up and up. Hey, this works good, Bill. I thought you was going to shoot at every gun barrel.
Sorry, partner. Keep turning.
Did you get him?
I got his gun and went 30 feet in the air.
Good. How far we got to go?
Another 10 feet or so.
Shoot him, Bill.
And he bunched the slugs into the shaft without sticking his head over the edge.
Well, do something.
Here, I'll help you with the crank. All right, let's go.
Bill, we'll never get out of here alive.
Yes, we will. We're almost there. Here we are. Jump out.
Hold it, Hickok. Oh! Well, that's one. Where's the other?
Over there, Jingles. Looks like I creased his scalp when I knocked his hat off.
Yeah, that's right. Heard you learn to shoot like that anyhow.
Well, I'll tell you, mister. Bill kind of picked it up as he went along, and every owl hoot like you that he's shot it out with just gives him a little more practice.
Tie them both up, Jingles. We'll take them back to the jail.
Sure, Bill. Well, stick out your hands, mister. I figure if the supply of bad men holds out, Wild Bill Hickok will get his shooting down to the point where it's absolutely perfect.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Andy, why don't you tell our friends about Monday's Wild Bill Hickok story?
Okay, Guy. Monday, you're going to see another side of Jingles. It's Jingles the ladies' man.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
Choose your favorite Kellogg's variety pack. So Mom and Dad and kiddies too, choose a Kellogg's cereal is good for you.
In Kellogg's variety pack, you'll find many favorites like Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, and the new Ready Sweetened Treats, all in generous individual serving size boxes. So,
choose your favorite Kellogg's variety pack.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Fred Howard, Ralph Moody, and Don Brody. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application, follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.